KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Kids Are All Right is a thrillingly funny and casually profound film that Lisa Cholodenko directed from a script she wrote with Stuart Blumberg. Near the beginning, a teenage brother and sister talk about whether to make a fateful phone call. They're the suburban California children of lesbian mothers, and the brother, Laser, has decided to seek out the sperm donor who was instrumental in bringing them into the world. His sister, Joni, hesitates because she says that could really hurt Mom's feelings. Not Mom's singular, but Mom's plural, her blithely commonplace term for the pair of moms who've raised them to be normal American kids. The basic joke here, and it's a rich one, is that the dynamics of gay marriages differ little from those of straight marriages. But that joke also serves as a catalyst for some startlingly beautiful considerations of age and youth, family values, and before and after everything else, the value of family. The moms, Nick and Jules, are played to perfection by Annette Bening and Julianne Moore. Josh Hutcherson and Mia Wasikowska give fine performances as their kids. Nick is older than Jules and an OBGYN. She's the family's breadwinner. Jules is an L.A. work in progress, a beautiful housewife who's been trying to find herself without straying too far from the house. Foreign language films have their subtitles. This film has subtexts that enhance every scene between the two women. Unspoken anxieties, insecurities, vulnerabilities, comical but corrosive hostilities. The sperm donor is Paul. He's played by Mark Ruffalo with an easy affability that covers great subtlety. Paul turns out to be a successful restaurateur with an urban garden that provides fresh produce and that prompts Nick to say earnestly, "It's so indigenous." This is much more approval than she feels. Paul's sudden appearance in the bosom of her basically happy family represents an unwelcome surprise at best and a free-floating threat at worst. Gay marriage is a hot-button issue, but The Kids Are All Right doesn't push buttons. The film plays fair with love in all its forms and insists on the need for close and stable connections. In that sense, it's almost conservative. And though it's a singular event, as all good movies are, it's part of a fascinating trend that's been emerging this summer. A trend that's starting to look like a genuine phenomenon. Female American filmmakers using modest budgets and limited resources to turn out some of the best movies of the year. First, it was Nicole Halofsener's Please Give, an urban celebration of empathy in flawlessly comic terms. Then came Deborah Granik's Winter's Bone, an example of ethnography harnessed to a heart-stopping story with a fearless heroine. Now Lisa Cholodenko has joined the party with yet another terrific film that bears the indelible stamp of a woman and an American woman at that. Party may not be the right word, though. It's starting to feel like a homegrown renaissance. I'm Joe Morgenstern, off for a summer vacation and back on KCRW in early August.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.